Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy weekend. Happy this, happy that. Happy Fairleigh Dickinson. I'm sorry to Purdue. Y'all lost again. I literally walked into the studio and I'm like, whoa, they lost. They're losing. It's over. It's a wrap. We're going to talk about those. Shep, is it okay? I can't call. Well, maybe I can. No, it's not a technicality. Can I call college students losers?
Please don't.
Don't do it, right? Okay. Anyway, the students at Purdue, they lost. When you lose, unfortunately, you're a loser. For tonight, they're losers. A number one seed. We're going to talk about that shocker in a second. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. We got more than 300 stations that lock into the JR Sport Brief show. Thank you very much. If you're listening on your local affiliate, thank you. If you're tuned in on the free Odyssey app, thank you. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Almost forgot how to spell it. How about that? And then we got tons of people listening all over the country on Sirius XM channel 158. You got ways to listen to the show, okay? I get started at this time every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. It has been a ridiculously busy day. Even for myself, I'm all basketballed out, but I can't even say that. I've been keeping up with all of the college games today. I walked into the studio, and I saw the upset that everyone by now, I'm sure you know about. Fairleigh Dickinson beats Purdue 63-58. I just walked in from State Farm Arena where the Hawks, I don't want to say surprisingly, there was no Draymond Green. The Hawks beat the defending champion Golden State Warriors 127-119. That was a crazy atmosphere with Steph Curry in the building. He put on a whole show before the game even got started. The fans were absolutely loving it. And so I am on basketball overload right now. Rick Pitino, he ends up losing with the Iona Gales. They fall to UConn. Another game, I don't want to call it local, but here in Atlanta, where I'm from, Kennesaw State, they weren't able to beat Xavier. They ended up losing 72-67. That game went down to the wire. Joel Embiid is losing his mind. He had another gigantic game tonight. We're going to spend more time on Michael Jordan trying to sell the Hornets. We got a lot of basketball. Are you ready, Shep?
Yes.
Shep was born ready.
That's what I was going to say, and then I just said that sounds cliche, so let me just say, oh my God, I am so ready.
What's a cliche? Are you ready? What's the proper response to that?
Like, yeah, JR, I was born ready. But I mean, and even this Drake Miami Florida game is going down to the wire. I mean, this is March Madness to a T.
Yeah, I saw Jim Larrañaga on the sidelines losing his mind. Right now, at this moment, Miami is up 59-56. Miami is at the free throw line. And Drake has been hanging in there. I mean, Miami had to come back into this game. It's There's just so much going on. How many games in total? What are we talking about? That would be, let's see, 16 games plus another, what is it, like 8 NBA games tonight, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, basically the NBA is conceding to college basketball. Because, JR, you know how they have the ABC primetime game at 8:30 every single weekend?
There's 8 NBA games.
Yeah.
There's 8. I just, you know what? If it weren't the Golden State Warriors in town, I wouldn't have gone to State Farm Arena. I'd have been sitting my ass watching all of these. Oh, yeah, Drake knows that I start to see some of the tears coming down. They look miserable. But anyway, if it wasn't the Golden State Warriors, I wouldn't have gone to see the Hawks tonight. I would have been watching these games. But I'm glad I saw the end of this one, because Purdue choked again. Once again. And last year, they lost to St. Peter's. This year, Fairleigh Dickinson. If I didn't used to live up in New York, I would have no idea where Fairleigh Dickinson is. It's in Teaneck, New Jersey. Fairleigh Dickinson is a 16th seed. Fairleigh Dickinson won 4 games last year, and they ended up beating Purdue 63-58. This is only the second time ever that a 16th seed beats a 1. We saw it a few years ago, about 5 years ago, when UMBC beat Virginia. And they didn't just beat them. They beat them. I think they beat them by like 20 points at this time. And FDU, Fairleigh Dickinson, man, they started to run Purdue out of the gym at the end of the game. This guy, Sean Moore, never heard of this young man until tonight. This dude scored like 9 consecutive points for Fairleigh Dickinson. I want you to take a listen to this courtesy of Westwood One. There's about 90 seconds left in the game. This man took the ball, scored on the other end, and listen to it, courtesy of Westwood One.
Inbound to Edie, poked out of his hands, and a turnover. Ahead to Moore. Moore running to the rim. All the way up, playing is good. FDU by 5, 58-53.
And then it continued on. I told you he scored 9 consecutive points. What happened next? Well, just a little bit later than that. This man knocked down a 3 to extend the lead, made it 61-56.
Singleton dribbling on the March Madness logo. Living up to its name, the Madness. Moore, 3, top of the key. Got it! Moore holding the gooseneck, immortalizing that moment in history. 103 to go. FDU 61, Purdue 56.
I told you the final score was 63-58, and this was pretty awesome, because Sean Moore, who decided to light it up to end the game, he finished with 19 points total. He even had a big block, an emphatic block, as Purdue was desperately trying to put some points on the board to end the game. How about we just go back to Westwood One and listen to the final call?
The inbound comes, overshoots everyone, scooped up by Roberts, and that'll do it! The Knights have slain the Dragon for the second time in NCAA tournament history. A 16 has beaten a 1, and the FDU Knights are that 16, knocking off number 1 in the East, Purdue, 63-58.
Let me tell you something. Fairleigh Dickinson is not supposed to be here. Like, they're not. I don't know. What am I more surprised by? The fact that when Matt Painter, I don't know what his deal is. Is his guys prepared when they get there? They lost to St. Peter's last year. They're losing to Fairleigh Dickinson this year. Are they allergic to teams from New Jersey? Like, some of these stats and numbers make no sense. Congratulations to Fairleigh Dickinson. They're not supposed to be here. And up next for them, they'll take on FAU, or they will take on Memphis. And they're currently underway. FAU leads 25-15, about halfway through the first half. So they'll wait to see who comes away with that victory. But Fairleigh Dickinson, they had to beat Texas Southern to even get here. Remember that? They played in the play-in game on Wednesday, taking on my favorite, or one of my favorite HBCUs out of Houston. I don't want to say favorite HBCU. Next thing I know, I'm going to have tons of emails and texts getting mad at me. I won't say that. But Fairleigh Dickinson is not supposed to be here. And Purdue, if there's anything that they know how to do, choke Purdue. In their last three tournaments, they lost last year to number 15 St. Peter's. The year before that, they lost the tournament, I should say. They lost to number 13 North Texas. And right now, they lose to number 16 Fairleigh Dickinson, only the second time a number one seed lost to a 16. Purdue, they have more NCAA wins than anybody with no title. That's 44. 44 wins in the tournament without a championship. Only, I think, Oklahoma is behind them at 43. And we saw some Boilermakers. They were miserable in that crowd. They were crying. The parents and families looked miserable, and I would too. You got a 7'4" dude out there, Zach Edey. He's taller than everybody out, and they still lose. Congratulations, Zach Edey. 21 points, 15 rebounds. If he can knock down a jump shot in the NBA, he might have a chance. But anyway, Matt Painter, the man who has now lost once, twice, three times, he says, yeah, it's important to have balance. We didn't have that.
What we've tried to form within our system in terms of recruiting is to have the balance of a great, you know, great bigs with skill. And obviously you need to shoot 5 for 26, and this wasn't something for us that was just today. You know, we had a couple stretches during the season. It's frustrating. I think it kind of just mounted for us, and it got worse at times just because I think we shot one out of rhythm three in front of me, maybe another one. But, like, the game plan for people is not to, like, stay in there on him and then go contest. Like, they stay in there on him, and they don't even contest.
Yeah. You lost. I'm sorry, man. Like, what do you tell the guys? There was a photo I saw on social media. Somebody went to the locker room, went to Purdue's locker room after the game. There was a hole through the whiteboard. Who punched the hole? I don't know. Could have been a player, could have been staff, could have been a coach. We have no idea. But the frustration was clearly there for a team that was supposed to advance and win. A number one seed. A lot of people had Purdue in the Final Four. Not anymore. We're going to see Fairleigh Dickinson, the Knights, moving forward, which is still even ridiculous to say. Every time I say it, I go, what am I talking about? But it's true. Their head coach, Tobin Anderson, I remember him saying, and I saw a clip a few days ago, and he made it known. He says, hey, the more I watch Purdue, the more I believe that we can beat them. Well, damn it, it came true. Listen to Tobin Anderson.
I wanted our guys to believe, you know, right? I mean, as a coach or a leader, you got to try to get them to believe in what we're doing, how we're doing it. So if I walk in there and say, hey, you know, I don't say anything. Now, I would have preferred there was not a camera in there. It was a right message, wrong audience. I would have said that with no camera in there. So I didn't mean to get Purdue upset. So that was not the idea at all. But that was got to be the message. Like we're trying to win the next game. Like we just can't be happy to be here, and the guys got to believe. And I'm gonna, you know, listen. You see these guys.
Yeah, well, and now what teams do? They kind of try to hype up your own guys, and it didn't help Purdue. Now, did it? They weren't any more motivated, knowing that they thought that they FDU the Knights. They think they can beat us. No. The Boilermakers still lost. And I don't know what Matt Painter tells his guys. I don't know what he does in the offseason to come back next year and avoid getting smacked in the first round. Damn it, they may not even be the number one seed next year at this pace. Knights guard Grant Singleton. from Little Teaneck, New Jersey. They played this game in Columbus, Ohio. I'm sure there were a lot of people in New Jersey who decided to make the drive out. I don't know. It's probably can't be more than what? Six? Shep, what do you think? It's can't be more than what? Six, seven, 8 hours probably?
If that.
From Teaneck to Columbus, Ohio? Yeah, we got the great Google. Let's see. Columbus, Teaneck.
I'm guessing five or six.
Let's see. Got it right now. If I walked, it'd take me 8 days. Okay. It would take 8.5 hours driving.
Jeez.
Yeah, from Teaneck to Columbus. And so, people made that drive. And Grant Singleton talked about how loud it was in there. And he gave credit to the crowd. He gave credit to his teammates for knocking off Purdue. Listen.
To begin the second half, we were so locked in, we couldn't hear it. It was really, really noisy in there. But when it got towards the end, we felt comfortable where we were at. We heard the chants, and, that just made us want to go harder. We had Karim Tweedy, Ansley Almanor working very, very hard on the boards. The least I could do, being at my size and using my athletic ability to come down there and help as much as I can to, keep those guys comfortable down there out of foul trouble and making sure we got extra possessions.
Good for them. Enjoy the ride. This is the fun part. As much as we saw that cheerleader crying her eyes out last night and boo-hooing, probably the last time that she'll ever cheer in her college career. Welcome to the real world. Not all that fun on the other side. But anyway, this is cool stuff. Am I expecting Fairleigh Dickinson to win a championship? Hell no. Am I expecting them to go ahead and beat FAU or Memphis? Hell no. They're going to be underdogs in every single game they play. But the fun part about March Madness and the NCAA tournament is just seeing how far they can go. And by the way, right now, FAU leads Memphis 27-22. A little less than 6 minutes left in the first half. That's why they call it Cinderella stories. Fairleigh Dickinson is out. The clock has not struck midnight. They did not turn into a pumpkin. They knock off Purdue. And oh yeah, by the way, if you need some extra numbers here, Purdue's basketball expenses last season, $2.3 million. $2.3 million. So much they spend on basketball. Fairleigh Dickinson, you want to know how much they spend on basketball? $166,000. Yeah, $166,000. That's it. Versus almost $2.5 million. FDU, Fairleigh Dickinson. They are the shortest team in Division I college basketball. They are 363 teams. Fairleigh Dickinson is the shortest. They are ranked 363. The average height of a ball player on FDU is 6'1". They just beat a team that has a 7'4" guy in the middle in Zach Edey. Yeah, that's going to be a terrible ride home. Good luck to Purdue in the future. Maybe Matt Painter can end up winning a first-round game. And congratulations to Fairleigh Dickinson. Let's see how long the Cinderella ride goes before they turn into a pumpkin. Congratulations to the little school from Teaneck, New Jersey, who just grabbed the entire attention of America. There are no more perfect brackets. Fairleigh Dickinson, they broke them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So much to talk about tonight. So much to talk about. We've had this upset. Rick Pitino is done. Xavier beat Kennesaw State. A matter of fact, a few minutes ago, Miami, Jim Larranaga and his guys, they beat Drake 63-56. Kansas State and Montana just got underway. TCU is beating Arizona State. We got a lot to do. We're going to talk about it all. I'm just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. March is mad. Ridiculously mad. About an hour ago, we saw for only the second time ever a 16 seed beat a 1 as Fairleigh Dickinson knocks off Purdue 63-58. Fairleigh Dickinson waiting to see who walks away with the W between Memphis and FAU. They're currently tied 29-all. I told you a few minutes ago, Miami, they were able to bounce back and hold off Drake at the end 63-56. Kansas State beating Montana State 25-21. TCU is currently ahead of Arizona State 15-10. And the only game, the last game for tonight, that has not tipped off is Indiana. Those Hoosiers and Mike Woodson, they're going to take on Kent State. Ridiculously busy day. Ridiculously 2 days that have just been absolutely nuts. And if you want to throw the first four games into that, knock yourself out. You know, this wasn't the opening game for Fairleigh Dickinson, which just walked away with a victory over Purdue. Yeah, they beat Texas Southern. You know, with all of this basketball going on today, it was tough. Gonzaga, the Zags beat Grand Canyon 82-70. Kentucky knocked off Providence. The other game, before I headed over to the Hawks game, I did see, and I was holding off hope. Kennesaw State is here in Metro Atlanta. It's outside of Atlanta, just northwest into the suburbs, outside of the city. And Kennesaw State don't be winning nothing. Nobody expect them to do a damn thing. And they were hanging in there today against Xavier. And I watched that game. And at the end of it, I'm like, wait a minute. Kennesaw State had a chance to win. They ended up getting blocked, and they had some big blocks, and then it went to foul town, and Xavier ended up holding on. It was a frustrating loss, and Kennesaw State deserves all the credit in the world. I also like their colors, by the way. A little black and yellow reminds me of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Xavier walked away with the W, and head coach Sean Miller, especially at the end of the game, all of those blocks and free throws, and it was a tough one. Sean Miller said, "You're damn right we had to fight hard for this."
They're good on defense and offense. They changed defenses, and for a period of time, maybe that took us out of rhythm, and we adjusted. But, you know, we earned, every point we got, and this was as hard of a hard-fought victory as we've had this year.
Yeah, congratulations to them. And Kennesaw State, shout-outs to my local folks here hanging in there, doing an amazing job. Xavier will go on and take on another team that actually participated in the first four. They got Pitt on the schedule. Today, Pitt beat Iowa State 59-41. And so Xavier will take on Pitt. That'll take place on Sunday. And I am still trying to wrap my brain around everything that has taken place. And then I still, and maybe we'll do this on the other side of the break and then talk about Patino, and we'll get to Jordan and Patino. There's just so much to do. I want to tell you about watching Steph Curry warm up, which is unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Let's hit the phones. Let's talk to Yaz. YEZ calling out of Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Yaz?
Oh, hey, JR. It's Yaz Y-A-Z.
Well, I don't know how you spell it. I didn't get your Social Security number. Did I say it correctly?
You said it very well. I appreciate
good, so it,
it
doesn't
Thank
matter
you.
How it's spelled. What's on your mind, Yaz?
Well, I kind of wanted to talk about, like, this whole obsession we all have with March Madness, where, like, we could all talk about, like, guard play, but, like, none of us watch enough of these games to really accurately rate all these seeds. I mean, it feels like a crapshoot.
So, let me ask you a question. Did you fill out a bracket?
Not this year. No. No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, I didn't fill out a bracket either. So, what are you complaining about? You losing money?
No, I'm not losing money, but I don't feel any analysis. I don't feel like I get to know any of these players. Like, I get this collage of all this opportunity that I feel like I missed. I don't know any of these teams. I haven't researched any of these players. I watch my hometown team play. We're in the NIT, but, you know, what am I going to do about it? Root for Marquette?
So you don't like – see, let me help you out, Yaz.
Yeah, please.
It's called To Each His Own.
Sure.
That's it. That's it. I love basketball. Am I sitting around? I just told you, I wouldn't know where Fairleigh Dickinson is if I wasn't from New York. I'd have no idea.
Right.
I told you
yesterday
on air, every year that Oral Roberts plays, I have to remind myself where the hell they're at.
Oh, you mean they're not a toothbrush?
No, they're not a toothbrush. No, they're not Oral-B, not at all.
Right, like.
But stop, Yaz. Listen to me. I'm not done.
I'm listening.
I love basketball. I just went from watching. I sat down and watched as many college games as I could. I went to go watch the pros. I watched the NBA champion Golden State Warriors tonight, and then I came into the studio. And I watched an upset. I love basketball. And if I had time today and if it was still in season, I would have sat down and watched a high school team play. And so I can walk through the streets of New York. I can walk into a gym here in Atlanta, and I can just see basketball. If there's a game going on, I want to watch it, especially if I understand or feel that it's going to be competitive. I'm not ranking these teams. But I'm going to enjoy watching them. And so what's the issue? There's none. You either like it or you don't.
There's no issue. Yeah, you're right. I like basketball, too. I just find the bracketology soft science, I guess.
Oh, well, people do you gamble?
Yeah, not on basketball. Not on college basketball.
Oh, so I don't understand what's so difficult to get. Hey, Yaz, I appreciate you for calling, okay?
Hey, thank you for taking me seriously. I appreciate that, JR.
No problem. No, thank you. Shout outs to all my folks in Wisconsin.
JR.
Yes?
It doesn't help when the best two NBA prospects are not in college basketball, and the best NBA prospect from college basketball not only is dealing with an injury right now, but he has been swirled and swamped in controversy for the last 2 months, and many people feel like he shouldn't even be on the court. So this is not a good year for college basketball.
Uh-oh.
No, am I off?
You talking about Miller?
With I'm talking his, about Brandon Miller. Damn right I am. Yeah.
His arm guard?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? There's so many things to dive into. How about we do this? Let's get ready to take a break. Let's talk about Miller. And then I want everybody to hear. I know his coach, Oates, he talked about him having to walk around with an arm guard yesterday. And so I want everybody to hear Nate Oates. And then I want to piggyback off of the first part of what you said, that, you know, everybody doesn't need college basketball. And so we got a lot to do here over the next couple of breaks. We are back. Well, I'm not basketballed out. Hey, Shep, I created a new verb. Basketballed? No?
That is technically a verb, but you and I both know you're never basketballed out, though.
That's not a real verb. Basketballed?
It's not a real verb, but
you've been basketballed.
Yeah, but basketball is not a word either. But they made it into a movie, so you can get away with it.
Hey, Marco Belletti.
Yo.
That you've been basketballed.
That sounds like a bad TV show, no?
I made up a verb. I was going to say I'm all basketballed out, but it's just it's poor English, right? Poor English.
Yeah, but I don't think is being real good at English really help you out in talk shows? Does that really work out? I don't think so, right?
Does being real good at English help you out at talk shows?
You know what I mean? Like, I think you get away with it. I think you get away with basketball.
I was going to ask you for some examples of people who aren't good at English, but
yeah, me.
Oh.
Oh,
okay. Well, I was going to ask about other people, but we'll stay away from that anyway.
I'm not to bash people, JR. Come on now.
Who said bash anybody? Didn't ask about that. Not at all. Anyway, we're not basketballed out. We're basketballed in. Yeah. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about some of the prospects not in the tournament. We're going to hear from Nate Oates about his star player who needs an armed guard walking around and surrounding him. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. March Madness is all the way underway. Speaking of madness, we actually got a player on a few minutes ago. His team, the Miami Hurricanes, beat the Drake Bulldogs 63-56. Joining us right now on CBS Sports Radio, Norchad Omier is joining us. Norchad, congratulations on the victory, my man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just appreciate it, man.
No problem. You were able to walk away from the game with 12 points, 14 rebounds. This was a close game all the way throughout. You guys came out on top. What did Coach Larrañaga tell you at the end of the game to push you guys over the edge?
Yeah, you know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, he told me that we march, you know, everything that in the tournament is really good. You know, you got to give credit to Drake. They're a really good team. You know, just stick together. That they're going to be adversity. And you just got to stick together, trust your teammates, and play the game.
Norchad Omier is joining us from the Miami Hurricanes. They just beat the Drake Bulldogs 63-56. It was a tough loss just about a week ago in the ACC tournament to Duke. How did you guys prepare for the tournament before heading up to Albany?
You know, we just focus on Miami, you know, the stuff we do good, because we know coming out here in the tournament, every team we play is going to be a good team. You know, they earn the right to come to March Madness, so it's every team in the tournament is great teams. And the number 16 seed is beat Purdue number one seed. So you can't underestimate anybody. You got to come out, play. You know, we prepare really good. We practice hard. We practice physically, mentally, you know. Just getting ready for any adversity and, you know, get over it.
Well, we know Kent State and Indiana, they're taking on each other right now. That will be your future opponent. What are you going to do between tonight and Sunday?
You know, we was going to watch film on whoever we got to play, because both of the team are great teams. You know, get ready for them. You know, practice a little bit and, you know, just come on hoop on Sunday.
I hear that. Final question for you here, Norchad, before I let you go. Transferring over from Arkansas State and now being a Miami Hurricane, what has coaching or learning under Jim Larrañaga and that system done for you?
It's great. You know, it's basketball, that'll be fun too. You know, coming here playing for Coach Larrañaga, I have so much fun playing with my teammates, you know. It's just so much fun, you know, playing with someone that is like your brother. You winning, because there's no more fun than winning. So, you know, getting busy with them and, like, playing under Coach Larrañaga, Coach Kimber, Coach Bill Courtney. I just learned a lot from them. I think they make the game slow down for me so much more. You know, it's just fun playing for them.
Beautiful, and I lied. I have one final question / request. Everyone who's watching the Hurricanes for the first time in March Madness, when they watch you guys on Sunday, what are they going to learn about Miami?
You know, that we love the game. We're going to stick together through adversity, and we're going to play hard no matter what.
Hey, Norchad, good job. Congratulations this upcoming Sunday, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Norchad Omier just joined us here, CBS Sports Radio. The Miami Hurricanes taking care of business. 63-56, they beat the Bulldogs. Nor Chad coming up big. I mean, there's a lot of rebounds for a dude 6'7". That Nor Chad is jumping all over the place. 12 points, 14 rebounds. As I mentioned, this is Nor Chad's first year with the Miami Hurricanes. He previously played for Arkansas State, transfers over, and as I just mentioned to you, the next game for the Hurricanes will be either Kent State or Indiana. That game just got underway. Only 5 minutes have passed by. Indiana currently leading 8-7. And let's see how close that one ends up. Hey, Shep, he's still in the locker room. What's he doing? Having a good old time. They sound pretty happy in the back, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, obviously I was bringing down the phone line when you were asking a question so everyone could hear clearly what you were asking. Otherwise, it would have been drowned out. But listen, can't blame these kids. This is for some of them, JR, and you've said this many times, this is going to be the highlight of their lives. And so they are having themselves a good time. So we really appreciate Miami hopping on with us, and they have a lot of respect for you. And you know what? Good for Jim Larrañaga. He doesn't get – I know I say this a lot, but about him specifically, he's a Hall of Famer. Like,
yeah,
he really is. Like, you even talk about what he did – forget George Mason in that Final Four run. What he did at Bowling Green, right?
We spoke to Coach Larrañaga last year.
Right.
And he's a man after my own heart. He's from the Bronx, New York. I love the guy.
Yeah, and he's listen, let's not age him for it, but he's got to be mid-70s at this point.
Didn't we talk about the old coaches last night?
And we didn't mention him because he doesn't get labeled and lumped. Yeah, he doesn't get lumped in the Boeheim, Coach K, Roy Williams, you know, stratosphere.
Well, you know us Bronx guys, we're not grouches.
Well, yeah, you Bronx guys, you know how to work from the bottom up, man. Like there is no joke about being from the Bronx. And so good for Jim Larrañaga, and hopefully he can coach Tulady like another guy you're going to talk about soon.
Oh, my. Rick Pitino? Rick Pitino doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, where do you even start with Rick Pitino? Oh, my God.
He's got his next job before he takes his, you know, current job. That's what he does these days.
No, really? He said to the chef.
What's that?
He sat in front of everybody today and told everyone he doesn't know.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said, Rick Pitino said, I don't know what's in my future.
You want to hear it?
Sure, let's hear it.
I know this is a delicate question after the game, but is this your last game coaching at Iona?
I really don't have an answer to it, and to be honest with you. I have no idea if it is or isn't, because I've focused everything on this game, trying to develop a plan to beat Connecticut, and they just physically dominated us on the glass and in the low post. And it really taught me a lesson of what you need to compete at this level. And we didn't have the front court that can compete at this level. So it taught me a lot of what Iona needs in the future.
What? You know, there's a show, I don't know what it is, and maybe it's a clip that I've seen online. There's a show, I think it's like a science fiction show, Shep, and there's a bearded guy who's the host. He looks like a Star Trek, not character, but I guess he was a Star Trek character, and it's a montage of him going, that's a lie. That's not true. It's false. It's false. It's not true. It's a lie. Does that ring any bells?
It does not. It doesn't mean it does exist, okay. Obviously.
Yeah, it does exist. Well, the whole time that this man was sitting there, that man being Rick Pitino, every word that came out of his mouth, I'm saying to myself, that's a lie. It's not true. It's false. Like, we know you ain't staying at Iona. We know that. Shep, Carlos was here earlier this week while you were out. I had no idea that Carlos, did you know this? He went to Iona.
I didn't know that. He must have some feeling either way about Pitino.
He said, Carlos went to Iona, and he said he believes wholeheartedly, like most of us, that he gonna leave. Like, he ain't sticking around there. Like, when you're a career coach, you're looking for the next big check. You're not thinking about, I'm just going to sit here and try to recruit, and I'm going to sit here and try to squeeze as much out of the talent that I have. I'm going to sit. Ain't nobody trying to do that. I left the game, okay? Amir Abdur-Rahim, he's the head coach for Kennesaw State. I'm at the damn Hawks game, and I'm talking to folks, and we're like, oh, yeah, it sucks that Kennesaw State lost and this and that, da-da-da-da-da. And then it goes to, well, yeah, you know, if he won, if he advanced another round, he'd be out of here. He'd get hired somewhere else. Somebody would come through with a bigger checkbook and a bigger budget and hand him over the keys. And it's true. We saw this last year with St. Peter's. I just gave you the numbers. Fairleigh Dickinson beats Purdue 63-58. Purdue spends basketball expenses almost $2.5 million. Fairleigh Dickinson's basketball budget, its expenses, $166,000. When you win as a coach, you have success. You move on to greener pastures. You want a bigger budget. It's a business, folks. There's no commitment to the students and the student athletes or to the, unless you're Jim Boeheim and you just sit there and get angry and rot forever. Sorry. But it's true. College basketball, you got to love it, where everybody can get paid. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. There were some questions before we spoke to Norchad Omier. Before the break, we were talking about just some of the top athletes and prospects. We don't see them in the tournament. Like, we got a prospect that's not even in America, and the other dude is not even playing basketball right now because they shut him down. The other top prospects, they're twins, and they're not playing basketball now either. Why aren't these guys in the tournament? And is the NCAA tournament, are you not impressed? Chef, what was that guy's name? Yaz? Yes?
Yaz, Y-A-Z. He wanted to make that very clear as well.
It don't matter how you spell it. Yaz. Yaz is like, I don't care about this tournament. I'm like, Yaz, you don't like basketball? Just sit down and watch it. We're going to talk about that on the other side. We'll get into Michael Jordan. I'll give you an update on the scores. It's the JR Sport Brief Show with CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, Norchad, for calling in from the Hurricanes. Congratulations.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here. College basketball is about to get crazy, and BetQL makes it easier than ever to cash your bets. BetQL analyzes every single tournament matchup so you can succeed with your bracket pools and individual game bets. Which teams will pull off an upset? Who's going to cover the spread? BetQL handles all the hard work so you can win more consistently. Head to BetQL.com today to start your 3-day free trial. That's BetQL.com. BetQL.com today to start your 3-day free trial.